your finances on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Well, Happy New Year, fellow traders. I hope you had a wonderful winding down of 2024 and a good start to 2025. I am not going to ask anybody about their New Year's resolutions because I don't necessarily believe in them. So, because to me, every day you wake up is a new day. Thanks, as always, to 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. And let's get started with the first show of 2025 on Sunday, January 5th. Just a quick reminder, we still have slots open for the workshop in Scottsdale with Larry Pesavento. It's January 26th through 28th. If you have any questions, just send me an email or pick up the phone. Now, today we're going to go over a couple things that have come up in the last couple weeks, and I think it's really important for us to distinguish between a lot of the crap out there on the internet that's being espoused as, you know, trading truths and all that kind of stuff, because there is really a lot of junk that a lot of these chat room hosts are talking about. But even more so, a lot of it is AI generated, okay? Because most of these chat room hosts, and I think a lot of you guys have already experienced this, at least those of you who have, you know, worked with me, they're pretty repetitive because they really don't know what's going on in the markets, because they don't know themselves. They all they'll do is just regurgitate what they've heard elsewhere or what they've read somewhere. You know, the trend is your friend, you know, buy low, sell high, you know, you have to control your emotions, and trading isn't about the money, and so forth. And this is just a bunch of hooey, guys. And I'm really disheartened that so many of you buy into these semi-truths or completely false statements. And because it's really ruining your trading. Obviously, that's why you're calling me up for coaching and coming to my workshops and listening to this program. So we're going to go over one of these types of erroneous statements in some detail here today. And what I'm talking about is the concept of playing video games to help yourself become a better trader. Now, I don't know what the percentage of traders, individual traders there are today that are trading their own accounts that are under the age of, let's say, 45. I don't know what that percentage is, but it really doesn't matter, because anybody who's played a video game knows that video games are video games. You're not in a video game to make money. I mean, unless you have some poker account or something, but that's not a video game because you're actually playing against other players in poker games online. But like Mark used to play Hearts and Solitaire with other people online, but there was never any money involved. It was just he liked playing card games. I don't like playing card games that much. So, and you can't necessarily play Hearts, you know, with one other person. So, when those started becoming popular, you know, he did that for a while, you know, but then it got kind of old because it's a game. There's nothing to it, okay? It's just a game. And that's a little different than what I'm talking about when I'm talking about gamers who are just playing a video game like Grand Theft Auto or, you know, whatever. And I'm just using that as an example. I'm not suggesting anybody play that, you know, nasty game, because it's pretty harsh. I just couldn't think of anything else. Okay, Mario Brothers or PlayStation, you know, any of those kind of games out there. A lot of them just are a game. You try to beat the computer that has been programmed to not allow you to proceed from one level to the next. So a lot of traders nowadays who grew up on these types of games, instead of, you know, a lot of us who are a little older who didn't necessarily live our lives around playing games online, we interacted with real people more so than a lot of people under the age of 45. It's just technology. It's just the way it is. It just, you know, that's just the way it works. But my first game was, I don't even remember. Well, I think the first one that Mark and I bought was Mario Brothers. And that was fun. I mean, but, you know, to be honest with you guys, I got bored with it. It didn't matter. You know, we kept getting the newer games and, you know, eventually getting PlayStation and all that. I just found it really boring. I had no connection to it. I would rather have gone to Vegas and sat at a blackjack table. So that's just me, okay? But I do understand why people would like to play those games. Now, there's a lot of people on the internet that are saying playing video games can help you become a better trader because they allegedly, now this is not proven, this is not, you know, by any experts, this is mostly by people who want you to subscribe to their chat rooms or their advisory services, or it's just AI-generated information. So they claim that it helps you develop cognitive skills such as critical thinking, logical reasoning, and analytical abilities. Now, you guys, you know, and I don't want you guys coming back at me and saying you don't know what you're talking about as we get into this. Now, do you need critical thinking, logical reasoning, and analytical abilities to be an effective trader? Absolutely. Okay? Absolutely. And some of these goofballs also say that day trading is the same as a video game because it provides a quick feedback on decisions you made. Well, okay, that's true. Okay, a video game, you're gonna make a decision to do whatever you're gonna do, shoot that guy, or, you know, pop this balloon, or, you know, whatever it is you're gonna do in the game to move to the next level and get points or win the game, basically, or at least win to another level. Okay, yes, that is a fact. However, the video game is still a game, guys. There's no money involved in this. And 9 times out of 10, there's no person on the other side, except if you're gaming, you know, with another person. But again, there's no money involved. You don't have to open an account to play a game online. And even if you are playing with another person somewhere else in the world, or even you and your buddy are sitting there in your man cave, you know, playing a game, it's just against you two. And you're still up against a game, okay? A computer game that some techie person came up with the idea and created code to let people have fun, you know, shooting things, you know, catching flowers, you know, chasing fish through the sea, you know, whatever the game is. You know, this is all just techie people that came up with these ideas and this coding to create these programs to provide entertainment for the general public. Entertainment. This has nothing to do with trading. Okay? And the best of the best gamers, yeah, they may have good cognitive skills, logical reasoning. They may be able to analyze the game where they think the computer may going to be taking them as they play. But the bottom line is they don't know where the computer is going to go because they don't know who coded the program. They don't know the guy who created those games. They don't know what he was thinking. So even as a gamer, it's only an educated guess as to where the computer program is going to take you. And I hope I'm making myself clear on this. games, online games, video games, whatever you want to call them, whatever term you use, are just that, games, entertainment. It has nothing to do with trading. No matter what kind of trading you do, whether you're a long-term investor, you're an options trader, you're a crypto trader, you're a day trader, you're a futures trader, it doesn't matter what you're trading, video games have nothing to do with your skill or your mindset as a trader. There's no way that they could. Do you think, you know, I'm going to be playing Mario Brothers thinking, oh, yes, well, I got to the third level, so I guess that means I could put on 100 lot tomorrow in the markets. Come on, guys. I mean, and I'm telling you, there have been traders that have called me up and said stuff like that to me because they got it off the internet. Some goofball somewhere or some AI or some bot came up with this BS that's really messing up your trading. Okay? Now, if you want to play your video games as a release, as just, I'm going to take a break from trading and just play a video game and have fun, that's fine. But you have to understand that video games have nothing to do with trading. Not one thing. Nothing. It's a game. It's not a career. It's not a business. And anybody who thinks that trading or playing video games is going to make them a better trader winds up with some really big drawdowns. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's about 60% of all of you traders that have called me, and you know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to mention any names. And 60% of all the traders I'm working with the last couple of years, they are gamers. And they're like, I don't get it. You know, I'm gaming every day because I know that's going to help my trading. I say, okay, well, you tell me how spending all this time on a computer game, on a video game, make a list of how this has helped you become a better trader. And we've been over this before, guys, and I'm bringing it up again. Make that list. And not one of you can do that. You want to know why? Because it doesn't exist. That list doesn't exist. We're going to head into a break, and we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. All right, so guys, I know I say this quite frequently, but some of you are new to listening or new to my material, and I just want to remind you that when I sound adamant about something, it's because I'm very passionate about what I do. I'm very passionate about helping you guys become the best traders you can be, and you know the challenge is, guys, you don't know everything. And I'm not saying I know everything about trading. I couldn't trade my way out of a paper bag or for the life of myself if I had to trade options to live, okay? I don't like options. My brain is not wired for options, okay? So I don't know that much about options. I only know I'm not good at trading them. So I don't trade them. Mark Douglas, however, was really good at options, so I didn't have to learn. That aside, my point being is that you don't know what you don't know. And if you keep looking on the internet and listening to anonymous people making really big claims about how much money they're taking out of the market, and they're telling you that, oh yeah, the more you game, the better trader you're going to be, then what does that tell you about what they're doing with their time? I don't know any successful traders that play video games during market hours or play video games before they start trading for the day. Not one. And I've known tens of thousands of traders over the years. Seriously, guys, You know, there are no, you think Warren Buffett plays video games? You know, do you think Paul Tudor Jones plays video games? Come on. Okay. I mean, at least not during the week when they're trading, not during their work day. I don't know any successful trader that's going to be playing video games during their work day. And the only reason that any of you will be playing video games during a trading day is because you're not a trader. You haven't made up your mind that you want to be a serious trader. You want to just play your video games because you think you can beat the computer. And that's the same approach you take with your trading. Because so many of you out there still think that trading is just a computer game. It is not. Yes, everything is done electronically. Everything is matched up electronically. You put your trades on, you take them off electronically. Yes, there's algorithms. Yes, I get that. But every single component of trading is still comprised of real people who created the markets. The computers don't make the markets. It's the, let's just say, okay, yes, people, live people created algorithms, okay? But those algorithms, and as I've said previously, I've worked with some of the best algorithm creators on the planet. They are still created by guys who have an opinion about market movement. They have an opinion about their market. So those algorithms are geared toward whoever programmed those, whoever coded those algorithms. They are still programmed toward a certain direction in any given market that they were created for. Okay? So if you're going to use those algorithms, you have to take that into account. It's like, okay, it's a finite thing. Okay, algorithms are finite because they are a coded thing. They are a coded program. All right? However, the markets themselves are not finite. Anything can happen at any given moment in the markets, as many of you already know. You can do your analysis. You can be great at it. You can use your system flawlessly, and yet it could take one guy on the other side of the planet, or one guy two houses down from you, who says, you know what, I think this market's going to crash. And he could go sell, 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 and just start slamming, getting out of his positions. And all of a sudden, those algorithms are going to say, oh, well, we don't know what that's going on. And then they're not going to work as well. And then other people, it's going to be a trickle-down effect. And all of a sudden, you're like, what the hell happened? Because you're down. You have a big drawdown. And when I say big, that could be anywhere from, you know, whatever that means to you, $100 to $100,000. So the markets are made up of live people, traders with their own ideas about market direction, traders that are full of wishing a certain market direction would come their way, traders who are hoping that they'll be able to take profit. And there are a small number of traders that are purely objective, carefree, laid-back traders who put their trades on, put their stops in, and let the trades do their job. So if you want to be you want to be a gamer and you want to play video games, that's great. But don't think it applies to your trading. Because if you think it applies to your trading, then you're not a trader and you're not a professional and you're not treating your trading like a business. Trading is a business. I don't know how many times I have to beat it into your heads, guys. The only reason any of us are trading is to make money. You're not playing a video game to make money, right? Is playing a video game paying your rent or your mortgage? No. Day trading is. Investment trading is, if you approach it like a professional. And that's up to you. I could sit here and talk till I'm blue in the face, but you guys out there, everybody listening there, when I say guys, that's just a general term. I know there's women listening too, okay? So you have to make a decision. do I really want to be a professional trader, or do I just want to play at this and you know, convince myself that, well, you know, I can do this and I can do that. And, you know, it can't be about the money. And, you know, yeah, the more that I play games, oh, that'll help me think more clearly about my trading. And again, I challenge all of you, and none of you have done this because it doesn't, it's non-existent. I have challenged you guys since we started this program months and months ago. Send me your emails and you give me a list on how playing video games has helped you improve your trading. Prove me wrong. Give me evidence. And we, you know, we've had, you know, tens of thousands of people listening to the show, and not one of you have responded, except to argue with me to say, well, you can't say that. I said, well, yeah, I can. Yes, I can. I've played video games. Had nothing to do with my trading. And I never blended it because that was a game. That's over here. Trading is over here because trading is a business. That's it. You can't blend the two. One has nothing to do with the other. And I'm repeating myself because I want to make this really clear to you guys. Really clear. So again, I'm throwing that challenge out there. Send me an email this week and you tell me specifically, any one of you, all of you, it doesn't matter. Send me an email and you explain to me how being a gamer or playing video games has made you a better trader. I'd love to hear. I really would. Now, I'm going to give you another example. I was working with a guy a couple weeks ago, and he was saying that he thought that one of his problems was because he wasn't a good gamer, he really wasn't good at playing video games, he felt that was the reason he wasn't making money as a trader. I got to tell you guys, my brain was just about exploding. Like, I started laughing to cover up my shock. And I'm like, what are you saying? He says, well, you know, my mentor, you know, and he's really well known in the industry. Of course, he told me the guy's name. I never heard of the guy, so I don't know who he is. I looked him up. I don't see too much about him, but this guy seems to think he's a huge influence. He said, well, you know, you need to do more gaming because that's going to make you a better trader. Okay, right. I don't think so. I don't know who said that. I'm certainly not going to say the guy's name if I even remembered, but I don't. The bottom line is, guys, if anybody out there on the internet is telling you to be a better gamer because that's going to make you a better trader, send me their name, okay? Because I'd love to talk to them about that, all right? My goodness. So just think about this, guys. Playing a game is not trading. Game, trading, two different things. One is for entertainment. One is to make money. Period. The end. Okay. All right. So we'll take a break and we'll be back shortly.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power.
Okay, we're going to get a little deep here in this segment because I haven't done that for a couple shows now. And we're finally through the election and we've got a new administration coming in this upcoming year, and hopefully things are going to get a little bit more back on track and everybody will be a little happier and a little more relaxed. But one of the things that's still in place is that when you have people out there on the internet saying stuff that isn't true, and you as a trader do not do any research to find out who these people are and if what they're saying is true or not, and it's not AI generated, because a lot of AI stuff is not true. It AI is a generalization in many cases. And I've done a lot of research on this, guys, and, you know, including, you know, all the stolen videos of Mark, a lot of them have been AI generated now. So it is not him speaking in a lot of ways. And, you know, I'm not going to get into that tonight, but so if you as a trader don't do any due diligence and don't do any research into these people that you're subscribing to, then don't turn around and think that you can blame them. Because ultimately, your success or failure, to whatever degree as a trader, falls squarely on your shoulders. Now, if you want to believe that being a gamer is going to make you a better trader, that's fine. But you have to define how being a gamer has made you a better trader. This is what it's all about, guys. You know, if you can't define how being a gamer or playing video games has made you a better trader, then it hasn't. Playing those games hasn't made you a better trader. All you are doing at that point now is subscribing to the negative energy that wants to destroy your success. These distractions are put in place by negative forces, negative energy out there. And those negative energies, those negative forces, can distort your vision of becoming a successful trader long enough to ambush you by saying, oh, go back and play another game. That's going to help you. That's going to help you with your trading. Now, a lot of this is done through the media and advertisements and, you know, friends that, you know, play these games. You're an adult. Okay, you're not a teenager anymore. You worked hard to save up your money to open an account. Why are you going to play around with that? You want to play a game? You do that before or after trading. Certainly don't do it during market hours. And if you can't come up with any information how that's improved your trading, then don't believe it anymore, no matter what you're reading on the internet. Now, these people on the internet who you're going to subscribe to that you have not done any research about have no qualms about distorting and twisting and in many ways perverting anything positive about trading in order to neutralize your success. Because the moment you become successful as a trader, they know you're not going to subscribe to them anymore because you won't need to. And then they lose money. So you have to understand this. This is all calculated on the part of these goofballs to keep you mentoring with them. They'll throw out a tidbit or two. They even may even quote Mark or me or Larry Pesavento or Alexander Elder or John Murphy, you know, some of the greatest traders, you know, ever, to keep you there. You know, because they know when you're fading, and they will say just enough to keep you in there. So you have to understand, I'm giving you this knowledge of their tactics that are calculated to keep you with them, not to make you a better trader, no matter what they say. So you have to learn how to deflate or de-energize any fixation that you have that video games make you a better trader. Because you have to focus your mind and heart back on God, on your higher power, through prayer, visualization, meditation, whatever you do to stay in touch with our Heavenly Father. Talk to Him and ask Him what's going to make you a better trader. That's how you become successful, by listening to the truth, in capital letters, listening to the truth. Now, I'm going to say a little bit just about real versus fake money here. Guys, I know I've said this before, but all I'm saying is if you're going to trade cryptos, at the end of the week or the end of the month, whenever you make profit, take at least 25% out and put it in your bank, in a real financial institution. Okay? Think FTX. Okay? Now, the challenge with all of this is that most crypto platforms, it's very easy to make profit. And so, especially for newer traders and even some seasoned traders who really were in a slump, let's say, they can all of a sudden make a nice piece of change. And so they don't want to mess with that. You know, they don't want to take anything out of the account because they're superstitious. And I've said this before, most traders are very superstitious. So they think, well, I'm on a roll. I'm not going to mess with that amount that's in my trading account, because if I take even 10% out, that's going to jinx the whole profit taking. And I get it, guys. I do. I've been there years ago. Trust me. And it's no different than, let's say, being in Vegas. I can't tell you, there was like two or three times, the only two or three times I ever gambled in Vegas, and it was blackjack, because I like blackjack. And this was many, many years ago. We're talking like late 80s, and I would have like $200 bank, right? And so I think I mentioned this before, I was up like 180 on top of my initial bank, so I actually had 380 booked. And I said, I'm going to do one more hand because I wanted to get 200. And of course, you know, I bet big and I lost, and I lost half my bank too. So I lost $280 out of $380 that I had. So I was down $100. Okay. Lesson learned. So I didn't have any money to go shopping with, which really ticked me off. Okay. I'm a girl. That's why I was making the money to go shopping. But my point being is I could have walked away with that $180 and had a great time. But because it was sitting there, and I thought, okay, well, I'm just going to do one more hand, because I was passionate about it instead of having clarity about it. The odds were against me. And deep down inside, I knew they were against me, because I knew I was passionate about making that extra $20 instead of not caring, which I had been prior to that. You know, I was on a winning streak. I was up $180. I'm like, hey, this is cool. And all of a sudden, it was like something switched in my brain and said, we're going for 200. Now, and the numbers I'm giving you obviously are from years ago. And it doesn't matter what your numbers are. It's the same mindset. You can be passionate if you have clarity about your trading, whether it's in Vegas or with your day trading or your investment trading. But the moment that you lose sight of your goal that you initially got into that trade with, or those set of trades, that's a red flag. And that's when you need to stop trading and get out and book your profit. So it's especially critical with crypto, because there's two dynamics to this. We don't know what the new administration is going to come up with in terms of regulations. And so if you're in a crypto platform and you have a sizable profit going on, I would suggest taking 50% of that out, put it in your bank, you know, in a financial vehicle, leave the other half of your profit in. Okay? So now you've booked 50% of profit, you've paid yourself as a trader, and then no matter what happens, you've still got that profit. Okay? Because coming up, since we don't know how it may or may not be regulated in the future, some of those crypto platforms, they may just fold up if the regulations aren't something that's conducive to their business. We just don't know. So, you know, just kind of err on the side of caution. I'm not telling you to not trade cryptos. Cryptos are fun, okay? But this is just money management. And that's what trading is all about. Making money and then managing it. And if you aren't managing your money, then you're not thinking like a trader, and you're certainly not thinking like a winner. And what's 25%, guys? It's nothing. All right? So just think about that. Okay? You got to be careful with your money. Doesn't matter what market you're in, whether you're a futures trader, cryptos trader, you know, even buying and selling stocks. You have to pay attention. And if you have profit, take it out at the minimum once a month. Okay? And once you do that a couple times, and then, you know, let's say 3 months down the road, you look over at your savings account or wherever you put your profit in, and you're going to say, oh my God, look how much I got over here. And I'm still growing my trading account. That's the beauty of it. Okay? You have to pay yourself as a trader. And I know it's all across the internet. Oh no, you got to leave all your profit in there so you can trade big. Well, that may be true for some traders, but to those of you who have never traded big, all you're going to do is boom and bust, and then you're going to call me, and I'm going to feel bad for you. So I'm trying to help you not have to go through that, okay? Because it's very hard to get through the loss of a big hit. All right? Okay, so don't send me any negative emails about cryptos, okay? I'm not telling you not to trade crypto. Just use prudent money management with your profits. Okay? All right. Okay. All right. Well, we'll be right back after a break. All right, we're back. Okay, the next thing we're going to go over is, this has been happening more and more frequently with my coaching clients, and it's a matter of having a closed loop perspective. A lot of traders, unfortunately, only call me after they have a huge drawdown. And when I say huge, again, that can be anywhere from, you know, $500 to, you know, over $1 million. Okay. Cause it's all relative depending on the size of your account and your ability to grow your account. So time and time again, they will call me up and say, I was doing really good. And then I just, you know, got caught up in euphoria or just thinking I knew everything, and I was up. I'll give you a classic example. It was a guy that called me about a month ago. We're working together once a week, and he was up about $250,000 from a $10,000 account. So that's pretty decent. I mean, that's $250,000 in profit from a $10,000 account. Took him about 2 years to get to that. So, of course, I asked him how much of that he had taken out, how much of the profit he had taken out and put in, you know, his bank or under his mattress or had his wife hold for him. And he said, well, none. And I said, okay, well, that's not exactly money management now, is it? And he said, well, I'm waiting till I make $1 million. That was my plan. I was waiting till I made $1 million and then I would take some of it out. I said, okay, well, why are you calling me? Well, of course, he got in a trade. He kept adding to his position because he had that $250,000 to play with, and he got sloppy. And over the course of 3 days, he lost it all. And by the time he called me, he had $4,500 left in his trading account. Now, guys, if you think that this can't happen, you better think again. And I know some of you listening to this have gone through this, and more than once. And the challenge for you guys is, you're not a loser if you take a percentage of your profit out and put it in a vehicle that you can't wire it back in. You don't need that extra money. to trade effectively. Now, let's put it this way. If this guy had taken out just $100,000, he still would have had $160,000 to trade with, meaning, you know, $150,000 in profit on top of his initial $10,000 account. What is the downside to this, guys? I don't get this. I do not get why you guys cannot see this, why you cannot understand this. So anyway, so this happened a while ago. I think about a year ago, this big drawdown of the down to 4,500 in his trading account. And so he, you know, put in some overtime at his full-time job. At least he didn't quit his job before starting how to trade. And so he'd built his account back up to 15,000. And so he was ready to start trading again. And obviously he wanted me to validate that for him. And so then he started detailing how he had become humble and wise from that big drawdown. And I said, okay, well, how did you become humble and wise? And he said, well, when I was up 250,000, I decided that I was going to go get a mortgage for the house that my wife had really wanted us to buy once I made money trading. So he went out and he got a $400,000 mortgage based on that $250,000 in his account. And, you know, put in an offer on the house, which was accepted. And so he was there, you know, pretty much most of the day at the realtor office. And then he looked at his watch and he realized, I got 2 hours left in the day to trade. So he races home and, you know, he hadn't been in the market at all that morning. So he's trying to play catch up and he's like, oh, my gosh, the market's doing what I thought it would do. Well, he didn't realize it was right at the high of the day. So he's buying to get in. And of course, you know what happened. It crashed. And that just blew his whole account up because he got stuck because he was stuck in the trade overnight. And the next morning, it opened lower and so forth. And I'm sure some of you listening to this know what I'm talking about. Probably been through it yourself. So he had to call the realty company and pay a penalty because he had to cancel the mortgage, cancel the offer on the house. So not only, you know, did he not get the house that his wife wanted them to, now he had to go tell his wife that they couldn't get the house that they had planned on because of his overtrading, his obsessive trading. So when he called me, a while ago, he said, well, I'm so humble now. I'm a different person. And, you know, I would never do that again. And I said, well, how do you know that? And he said, because I'm humble. I said, well, what do you mean humble? What does humble mean? And he said, well, you know, I have been humbled. I said, oh, okay. So you've been humbled by a big hit, a huge drawdown, and all the accompanying emotional damage by not getting your house and your wife being upset with you enough where she moved out for 6 months before allegedly forgiving you and coming back. I said, how is that making you a better trader? And he didn't have an answer. I said, well, what is the definition of humble mean to you? And he said, well, I have been brought to my knees. And I said, okay, all right. So what are you going to do about that? I said, how are you going to change the way you trade by being humble? And he said, I'm going to try and make back that $250,000. I said, oh, okay. So not only had he convinced himself that he was a different person because he had been humbled by this drawdown, he was still in a sense of loss, a mental space of lack, because he was going to get back what he lost. Guys, that's not being humble. That's not being a trader. That's certainly not thinking like a winner. Nobody is humble. You don't have to be humble to be a trader. You have to be objective. You have to know who you are, and you have to have a plan. All right? So we're going to get into this a little more next week. In the meantime, think about what I said. Write up that list about why gaming makes you a better trader, and also send me your definition of being a humble trader. Have a great trading week, and we will talk to you next week. Take care.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.